For 15 minutes, I can. Okay. So he continues, and again, he really picks up where we left off yesterday. And he says, you find somebody, and this is frequent, this is probably how you find most individuals, that it's not that they are, you know, excessive in terms of, let's say, one bed. But you know, they have one mida where they are struggling, and another mida where things are fine. But it's not, again, what he's trying to sort of bavorn, meaning to sort of avoid, is that if you claim that everything's rooted in one midah, so then shouldn't it be true that if somebody is not made that decision that I'm going to be a person who works on things, so shouldn't that person just be like, you know, a giant evil mushkas of a person? And we don't necessarily find that. We find people that, I'll wait for you to catch your breath. Thanks for running in. Wow. That's pretty good. So you have to time it like this. That's probably true. That's usually the case. So when you find somebody, and the midos are a little bit out of whack, meaning so some are good, some aren't as good. So what is up shot? Meaning, like we see all the time. Shemidos ha-taiva la-arev l'chech lo-tavirenu ha-daito. So you have a person who, again, the taiva for food and eating, it's not there. It's not there. He doesn't need to indulge in. Yeah, that's a little bit of an aside. For some reason, I don't quite get it. But the more we have available and the more varieties we have available, people only want the things that are questionable. Meaning, I guess that is, but I feel like, I guess it's been sort of primed that we have so many options that it's like the one place that's under like the question of, like, why can't I go there? But there are 40 other places that are 100% fine. Like, why do you have the need to go there? So I don't get it. I don't get it. Sorry, Ian.
It's like I grew up in Jackson Heights, like the idea of having any place.
Right, right. Again, and it's the same, whatever, yeah. So I don't understand it, but so there are people who have a taiva for food, and some people that don't. This person doesn't have this taiva, but va'avasa kavo tavireno adaito. But when it comes to seeking honor, like that's his calling. Meaning, in that area especially, because we have the same person who, right? But again, the example doesn't matter. He's just trying to point out that in terms of one negative mida, it's very prominent. And in terms of another one, it seems fine. And you can plug in whatever example you want. It's not significant what it is. So what's the pshat? It says, it says the reason this happened is not a fundamental problem. It's not because there's a fundamental error. It's not the pshat. I mean, we would sometimes think that, okay, maybe this person has made an active decision that I don't want to overindulge in physicality in this world. And that's something that I put some effort into. I'm as a governor, I haven't had any, I have no interest in avoiding that. Or I'll say kas, whatever it is. This person has actively tried to rule this midah. He says that's not what it is. Because he's going back to the same idea that he said yesterday. It's really fundamentally about a decision that I'm going to be a person who is going to allow my what I know is right, and that decision to win out over what I naturally am drawn towards. So, but the reason that this happens, that you'll succeed in some areas and don't seem to have any success in others, is not because the original decision was lacking, but it's a long and difficult battle. And you may never win completely. You may never win in terms of every single midah. But in order to be able to succeed at any of them, it has to be that you have it in you to make that decision that I am going to do what I know is right over that which I might desire. And for lifelong, it's a struggle. And here we see it. And that even within certain midos, maybe I've worked on myself enough to overcome the smaller challenges in that realm when they arise. But if I get a big challenge, so again, maybe I've reached a point where, you know, I used to be somebody that every little thing that didn't go my way, you know, the steam would be coming out my ears, and it really bothers me. And I've worked on myself a lot, and now it's really only like the big things that bother me. You know, something big, then I lose it. And then I completely go off. So it's not the pshat that there was something lacking in my original decision that I was not going to work on. It's just that it's a tough battle. And I'm moving along, and you have to keep pushing the battlefront forward and keep conquering. But it's not a reason to give up, and it's not a reason that anything was wrong from the beginning because I haven't succeeded. It's just difficult. And the challenges differ between people, and it can be people of different ages, people of the same age. Everybody has their own unique challenges. And it could be that naturally these people are the same. I mean, it could be that naturally, you know, we're fighting the same battle. But, you know, with my haskama and my decision that I'm going to work on it, I still may not have pushed myself as far as you have. But again, it does not mean that the fundamental idea that I need to be working on it is missing. Because he says, Zeshetiv v'notu l'kas yosem netiyos le'arev, right, the person who's naturally gets more angry than you know, cravings for delicacies. Miskadim etzla prishus min arv le prishus so min akas. So chances are he's going to succeed in the realm of being able to avoid, you know, too much overindulgence in food before kas, because that's been an easier challenge for him, because that's his natural inclination. Everybody has different natural inclinations to different things. So maybe in some sense, again, I don't think it requires the same, you know, it doesn't require the same extreme. I mean, maybe it does. Maybe that's exactly. But what he's saying, I think what he's just trying to say is that fundamentally, you know, he made it so simple yesterday by saying, "Oh, it's just one thing to work on." But don't think that when you haven't succeeded, or maybe you're seeing success in one area, not somewhere else, that means that you're on the wrong course. It doesn't mean you're on the wrong course. It just means that along the battle, there are going to be different areas where you succeed more than others. I mean, there are a few people. I'll only interrupt you like three more times. There are few people that if they make a real Kabbalah, and again, in the real pure sense, that I really want to do what's right. What he's saying is that there's nobody that makes that Kabbalah and says, but I'm only willing to do it in this area, I'm not doing it in that area. If you really, you may say, I'm not holding by that yet, so this is where I'm going, this is where I'm going to exert my energy on the easier battles first. But it's very hard to believe that somebody who legitimately believes that my mission and my goal and what I have to accomplish is, it requires of me to decide that I'm going to, who wants that their taivas are going to overcome their seichel? What, you know, thinking person would want that? But it's not easy. But it doesn't undermine us 100%. That's the problem. That's the matter of falling in the challenges. Yes, Alan. I feel bad. I can't interrupt you.
The guy doesn't have a taiva for food, but he has a taiva to get angry or for cover, whatever. So obviously, the one comes easier than the other. So, but his point is that just because that one was overcome, but this one you're having trouble, don't
right.
give up.
Exactly. Exactly. Don't think that the yisod that he's suggesting is off. Meaning, ultimately, what you need to decide is that I want to be a person who lives my life in a way that I am going to, and that I am determined to allow that which I know is right to beat that which I may just desire. But don't be thrown off and think that, well, if I'm succeeding in one area, not the other one, since it's one shoresh, it's one root, that the whole root must be rotten, and it's all for nothing. What am I bothering this for? He's saying, don't throw, what is it, the baby in the water or something like that. Baby in the bath, whatever. Don't throw the baby anywhere. The baby's good, the bath is good, everybody's good. We just gotta try. So I think that's what that's what he's trying to say, is that the fact that we see it doesn't undermine his point. And the reason I think that, the reason he's focusing on his main point is not to show that he's right, but I think he's just trying to make it easier. Meaning, if we have one, whatever you can create that common denominator that we can get back to think like, okay, I need to regroup. Where do I regroup? And if I know that one is so that I need to regroup, it's like, I just need to remind myself, I want my mind to be able to prevail over my body in terms of that which I know is moral and correct. And again, the fact that it doesn't always work, that's because life is a battle. Life is supposed to be a challenge. You know, the negative part of reaching the shleimus is that usually that means that it's over. So again, it's not a reason to give up, but it's not, we may not even ever attain the completeness that we desire. That's, I think, what he's saying.
And
he says, if you have a person who tends to indulge in one area and not another one, so he says, oftentimes there are, again, I'm not 100% sure what he's gaining by then. Oh, I see what he's saying now. I think what he's trying to say is that there are times where a person is succeeding in one area over the other area, and the reality is that it's all out of convenience. Meaning, if we feel that we've succeeded in one area and we are not at a point where we feel like we've been able to sort of make this decision that we want it to be right, and the fact that we're succeeding in one area doesn't mean that we're necessarily on the right path. It just means that we've found that whatever is convenient for our larger picture happens to be, for instance, you know, there are times that, like, you know, being nice to people is self-serving. Mm-hmm. So it's not because I've made a fundamental change that I realize that morally, it may, you know, getting angry is bad. It's that I realize that it's going to be bad for me to keep my job if I keep yelling and, cursing at the boss. It just doesn't work. Exactly. So he's saying there are times where you have people I think he's trying to say, don't get stuck in that trap. Don't look just at the results. Our job is to look at the shoresh, is to look at the source, and from that we try to work and we try to do what's right. It's a reason not to give up. On the other hand, if we're having some sort of promise in certain areas, and we don't feel like we've gotten to the core, chances are that our progress is not as much as we thought. And it's likely to be something which is more self-serving. And the tios towards the Gashmi will probably still come out in some way. But okay, everybody, have a good